Hello everyone, this is Seiji Kaiser for the Seiji Kaiser Film Chat Podcast. How you all doing? Tonight I'm joined with Ryan Crawford. Ryan, how you doing?
Yeah, good Seiji, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. And Shane Hunter, how are you, man?
I'm very well, thank you very much. God bless America.
Alright, well, not watching that movie today, but today we are watching House of the Dead, the funny version, director's cut. Directed by Uwe Boll, came out in 2003. This is one of the worst movies ever made. The movie's already started. The credits are just hit up. Boll KG Production presents. So if you all need to sync this up, we will be in... We are now 45 seconds in now. So what are your expectations of this movie, guys?
My expectation is that I will be pulled into another dimension where I can truly see and know myself as a divine being of the one true spirit.
So Shane's already on acid, so that's a good enhancement for this movie. What the hell? This...
I think I'm on acid, man. That went really psychedelic really quickly.
Yeah.
Well, it's just their intro credits, you know. They gotta...
make it look cool.
They gotta pretty it up for you.
Also, we're joined by our producer, Josh Cohen. How are you, Josh?
Pretty good, guys.
No, that's right. We don't need to hear him.
Is the DVD commentary on?
No, he's just... he's already put commentary in his own movie.
Oh, yeah. Remember Tara Reid?
The last big thing she did was that American Pie reunion.
What a sad case of misery.
Mm.
I think maybe Uwe is trying to be a bit meta here. He's basically having a laugh at himself, I guess.
Actually, did you hear what he just said? He said he's blaming the crew. He goes, "I had a bad crew."
He probably did have a bad crew.
Yeah, but...
because he picked him.
Exactly.
Like, he's one of those people where everything else is wrong. It's like, oh, if only God made the universe better, you know, my brilliance would be recognized by everyone. So everyone else is wrong and me.
I think as well as a bad crew, this movie suffered from bad actors, bad... reviewers and a bad audience.
Have you seen this? Oh, okay.
Like I said, this is the... oh, my God. They're even doing...
Are we watching the right thing?
Yeah. This isn't a special feature.
They're not even trying?
Nah.
Why don't I just... God, I wish I... You know what pisses me off about this thing? Is this the idea is like, this guy has probably made a lot of money from this. It's like, I wish I could just fucking do a shit for an hour.
Yeah.
And just make fuckloads of it and then just buy really high paid, really good quality prostitutes. Or just buy a woman.
So basically, pretty much any Jason Mewes movie that doesn't have Kevin Smith in it.
Yeah, there are many comedy moments cut into the film.
Like I said,
you reverse edited the bad parts.
Like I said, there's supposed to be the funny version. Which?
That's the writer.
He's also put a laugh track.
This is fucking crazy because he's already commentating on this movie in the movie. And now we're commentating on it. His commentaries, like, this is so...
this is so Inception.
This is what, yeah, like, but...
it's a commentary within a commentary within a commentary.
I don't have 30 years to put into this, dude. I don't want it to be an Inception type thing.
Yeah.
But it's only translates to an hour and
it's
a half.
It's like, but like, but at least Inception, in that movie, the dude has his, like, his loved one and his family.
Oh, I think this guy has a loved one in it. Her. Are they? What the?
So I guess by funny, what he means is he's going to put a bunch of graphics on screen to point out how shit the dialogue is.
Yeah.
Oh, who is this director? Like, what is, what's his problem? Why does he hate me?
He hates life, it seems. But I think this guy, based on the video game from Sega Corporation, he's bought a lot of properties, right, with his own money and made them into movies.
Now, properties?
Like video game properties.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, I'll give him credit. I saw his movie Rampage, and that was actually really fucking good. Right, but that's because it was not based on a video game. Someone wrote it and wrote a brilliant job. It's about a guy who goes on a rampage and just kills people, but it's an hour and a half of that. It's awesome.
Okay.
Now this, I don't know what the hell this
is. What's with the tattoos these days? Like, all the chicks are getting tattoos.
Yeah, well, you should have seen my show last week.
Full of tattoos?
I was talking about how everyone's getting tats nowadays.
Oh.
Like, even kids in the audience probably have tattoos that say Pokemon for life, bitch, or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
So this looks like the most boring rave ever.
Yeah, it does look very conceited.
Yeah, the extras are doing a fantastic job dancing to the music.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, get your tits out. You know what's fucked up about that chick with the titties out just then?
What?
That chick probably wanted to be an actress when she was a little girl. She got fake tits to make other people try and like her because she has problems liking herself.
I think she's just a stripper.
That's what that equals. You know, like, she's just a stripper.
Is that?
Oh.
Oh shit! It's that dude.
God, it's like Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
No, it's not Booger. That's
It's a guy who plays a retard in a lot of movies.
Yeah, isn't that Adam Sandler movie Little Nicky as the transsexual dude that rubs his nipples? I don't know. There were stars in this movie. Well, this is all the budget could afford was him.
I reckon that guy probably just sits at home and drinks. You know what I mean? Like, just the saddest man in the world. He's probably got a beautiful family, and he's probably a lot happier than I'll ever be.
He's won quite a few awards, though. He's a good actor.
Well, he has to be. Look how fucking ugly he is.
Is everyone dubbed? No, he sounds normal.
That guy's quite famous too. What's his name? That guy's quite famous too.
The old dude.
Captain. Yeah, yeah.
Who is it?
I can't remember.
I think there was a caption that came before saying, isn't he from Das Boot?
Yeah, but I think that was referring to the costume though.
Oh no, it is a guy from Das Boot. He's also in Beerfest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But he's a lot skinnier there.
He's got a big knife on his belt. Keep the cash.
This is now the third appearance of the Manometer. I think this is one of Uwe's
motifs.
comedy insertions.
Well, you know, the Germans are known for their sense of humour. As you can see,
I am making
brilliance
laugh
right
now.
Yeah. Like many German comedy insertions, it's kind of missing. It's hitting the wrong spot.
Oh man, this is going to be a long hour and a half.
Well, all I can say is hopefully there's more tits, because I cannot go through this anymore.
Yeah, I just want to, you know.
But I got to say, that's the weird thing about sexploitation films these days. No one watches them, because everyone's got the internet.
Yeah, it's like you can, like, meth this shit up. Like, this is like a Dexys compared to the meth on the internet.
Everyone knows it too, so the really weird thing is the acting's actually better in porn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's another weird fact about this movie. Apparently, the... what country was it? Danish? What's the...
Denmark?
Denmark, yes. Apparently, the country of Denmark refused to buy this movie, even as a straight-to-DVD. So that's got to say something.
They're very ahead of us in a lot of ways, Denmark. We could learn a thing from that culture. Yeah.
If Denmark doesn't buy it, don't get it.
Not good enough for Denmark. That's the new thing in the movie industry. Not even good enough for Denmark.
Yeah, that's an interesting seal of approval, that one.
Well, you know how there's like some movies that have banned in certain countries?
did you hear what she just said?
What?
They've puttered away slowly in the boat, and she goes, "Oh, we'll never get him now."
Did he just pull that? He just pulled that out of his zipper. Wow, hilarious. So, okay, they didn't re-edit anything, it seems. It seems like it's the same movie, except with adage to the scenes.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah. So if you... Wait, this is the best... So as I was saying, if you're watching the normal version at home, I think you can still follow with what we're saying. Okay, they're dead. They're so fucking dead.
I'm particularly enjoying the Funniest Home Videos sound bites that are going in there, the sound effects.
And this was the last movie she was ever seen in. Alright, fart.
Inserted fart sound effect, yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Uwe's clearly as good at making comedies as he is at making horror films.
Well, was he meant to have a boner and he's not gonna fuck her or something? I don't understand. Yeah.
Is he afraid of water?
I don't know. What the fuck?
And the hilarity continues here on House of the Dead. Fuck, this is bad. You know all those straight-to-DVD sequels they did for American Pie?
Yeah, yeah.
They were funnier than this.
Yeah, that is saying something.
What's fucking this manometer? Fuck off.
Okay, are they going to get naked?
Classic. That's a response no one's ever had to anything. God, you know what must be fucked as a woman? Like, getting old. You know what I mean? Like,
the attack's coming.
Like,
yeah, like, this is her prime now and then.
Yeah, like, it's all downhill from here. Well, as a guy, hopefully, I'm accumulating some sort of interest. You know what I mean?
I think the zombies got scuba gear.
Yeah, like... No, actually, there has been zombies underwater. Yeah, what was that one?
Hairy mutt. What do you guys think of the hairy mutt? Are you guys into the hairy mutt?
Well, it depends on who's what it is.
I mean, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
She got out of that pretty easily. Didn't he just pass out?
Oh, Matt! Matt!
Now he's got a social commentary as well.
Very profound. I'm now going to give my life to the children.
I think they're fucking turning down, buddy.
This is the only movie where, like, nudity doesn't even make it worth watching.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like that 15-year-old, like young man, like...
Yeah, it's like, nudity.
Oh, come, jizz.
Yeah, but that, like I said, that's why sexploitation movies don't work nowadays, because there was a time when people would be like, this is awesome. But what just happened?
I don't know.
They just rewind the scene.
All I keep thinking is like I don't think I've ever been dirty enough with a girl. Like, I don't think I've explored my true perversions. What about you guys?
Well, my keyboard's seen all my...
Sorry?
My keyboard has seen all my dirty perversions.
Oh,
it's felt my wrath.
Oh, yeah.
It's felt my shame.
Right, you've explored it with that. I mean, the keyboard has seen my...
Now, and this
my hatred of myself.
And this was on the keyboard at the library.
Are you for real?
Of course not.
Could you imagine sitting next to that guy and like...
But it's been happening.
You're doing a school project and like...
But even in the news, there's been like... I mean, like, they've been talking about people like using libraries and to watch porn. It's
Of course they would be. People are depressed.
I've had to tell people.
Oh, let's just bring it over to Josh, who's worked in a library. He's got some confessions here.
Oh, here we go.
We've actually had some people that's been into the library and looked up some porn, and we've had to tell them to either get off the site or leave.
Were they jacking off?
They were saving it to a hard drive, but they had like an Asian site, so they didn't know what. So we couldn't see what they were looking at.
Right.
So Asian girls couldn't tell what it was?
Yeah, most likely underage.
Oh, really? Throw that in there?
I remember when I used to go to a net cafe when I was moving houses and I had no net for a couple of weeks. There'd be guys who would just sit there watching porn in full view of everyone. Right?
No shame.
Yeah, no shame. And then it's like just one hand just casually under the desk. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, man. Imagine being that guy. Do you know what I mean? Like being that down and out where you're just like, oh, fuck.
That's why.
Just grabbing your mate, trying to squeeze it. Oh, what? Like, I don't know about you guys, but my death perception is like. What was his death thing? Did he say, "Don't eat the meatloaf"?
Yeah. What?
In case you never played the video game.
Yeah, that had like a 1 second snippet of the video game.
Alright.
Oh, it's just like the video game.
Oh, now I get it. Oh, this movie makes total sense.
Oh.
Fuck Spielberg. It's Ubal all the way.
You know what? Fuck Schindler's List.
That was the worst comedy ever.
Yeah, that seems familiar. He doesn't know how to make you laugh.
Where's the manometer as the Jews are being shuffled into the fucking blah blah blah?
Notice how Shane just is
attention lost. Yeah,
is she Russian?
I just gotta feel sorry for that woman. Like,
I don't look at her.
Like she's like, please like me. Does anyone like me?
I already don't like her. She's gonna get naked. She's so gonna get naked.
Well, she's already got a fucking nipples poking out.
She's just got the face of a stripper.
You know what she's got? She's got that weird fucking like I'm aging.
Yeah, A little caption came up, if anyone missed it. Say no to drugs unless you're watching this movie. What was that sound effects?
Yeah, yeah, they're adding fart sound effects again. Uwe tends to think fart noise is pretty funny.
It's kind of like George Lucas and Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Look, guys, just accept this vision, all right? This is a vision. This is a dream someone had. So how did this motherfucker get the money to be in this business? The dude who's making this turd.
Well, from what I've read, I'm not sure if this is true. I heard he just comes from a very wealthy family.
Oh, what a cunt.
And he also owns a castle.
God, you know what? Nothing makes me angrier than people who have come from wealthy families. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, they never...
You've really struggled in life. What? Fucking everything plus attractive people?
Yeah, that's why I hate
Oh, no, no.
Exactly. Anyone that comes from a wealthy family, I have no respect for. Like Buddha.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that cunt.
Something does annoy me a little bit more than people that come from wealthy families is those that do and then try and tell you that you could have it too if you just pulled yourself together.
Like
our good friend, Gina Reinhardt.
Gina Reinhardt, that bitch.
Also known as Gina the Hutt.
Yeah. But it's also like, who's the running mate for Mitt Romney at the moment?
Ryan
Satan? I believe it's Satan?
Yeah, yeah. He was saying...
Lucifer, I think, is the running mate of both parties.
Well, he was saying that he doesn't care about... what was it? Yeah, yeah. He goes, I used to work at a job at McDonald's, but that was my final stop. Mm. And like Bill Maher said it best where he goes, well, some people, that is their final stop. You know, they don't graduate high school... They're very uneducated, yada yada, and that's where they end up.
Man, the presidential election's pretty funny all around. Like you had the two, the first lady and the potential first lady, both comparing notes on how they came from poor backgrounds, where clearly neither of them did.
Oh my god!
You know what's so scary about the American election is that. It makes that Mayan calendar shit sound real credible.
I hope it's credible. Like, after seeing stuff like this, it's just... Except I want her to get naked. What is a manometer?
I'm just gonna start hitting on hot chicks, I think. Just bomb like an open micer.
I'm feeling the need to explain the manometer thing is coming up. Do you want an explanation, Siege?
Yes, please.
I think what they're talking about is the masculinity levels of the male actors when they do something particularly...
the characters pussy, or the actors?
The characters. That's when the character does something that's worthy of, I don't know, a wuss, the manliness is not up there, then you get to, the meter goes down.
But I just... The thing, like, I you know, that's what it is. But the thing that just... When I see it, I just think...
another snippet from the infamous video game.
God, I hate... Do you ever just, like, shit like this? Does it ever just make you want to petition, like, God or reality or the universe and just be like, you've made a mistake? I wasn't meant to be in this.
When you do, I mean, I know we're talking about money a lot, but when you consider that there are people in the world that are hungry,
and this comes out.
I've said this millions of times. I was like, why spend like $300 million on a movie when you could have done it for $100 million and spent that other $200 million saving the world?
Yeah, and then people are just like, that movie fucking sucked.
Oh, Transformers.
Transformers is a really good case in point. I mean, like, for me, and I might be alone on this, but all you needed to do is go back to the animated version that came out when I was a kid. That was the last Transformers movie that needed to be made.
And spoiler alert, but Optimus dies in that one. It was a deep movie.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
The thing about that charity point about blah, 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 starving, it's like people watch movies as a form of escapism because it's a thing that's slightly better than their life.
This
for a short period of time. No, this isn't this kind of movie. But
speaking of like hungry children in Africa and so on. I mean, and the escapism that they must need. Can you imagine then, like putting them in a room and showing them this video and saying, "Yeah, you could have eaten, but this is what we did instead."
Yeah. We thought this was much more important.
Well, it's very significant to nothing.
Mm. Speaking of starving children, do you have any, like, a sandwich I could make? Do you have any bread?
Yeah, I got bread. What would you like?
Could I just, like, toast it and chuck, like, Vegemite or whatever on it?
You're talking into the mic.
Yeah, can we talk about this? I was like, right.
No. The manometer was, my manometer was there.
Do you want a cheeseburger?
Oh, no thanks.
All right, I'll have the cheeseburger.
Can I have a cheeseburger?
Yeah.
$2.
I'll just go in the kitchen.
I'll come with you. Ryan, can you take over for a bit? Actually, Josh,
here's the steering wheel.
You've been a bit silent for now. Can you talk into the mic and steer this commentary with Ryan?
Steer it into the ground.
Is that like the world's first sandwich break in a podcast?
I think it is. It's our first sandwich break we've got. Now back to bestiality.
I wonder what the manometer would say about that.
I think it would go down 7 points.
Yeah, for sure.
But go up by 2 points if they got the woman to make it.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's a misogyny joke. You just pulled out. Yeah. Misogyny joke. Aren't you, Josh? There. Yeah, awesome. Oh, dear. So it looks like the rave is over. I don't know if this means that all that's left in the film are these five characters.
Maybe the action is just beginning.
She just called him Studley Doodle. That almost never happens to me.
I got called a Studley Doodle once. Then I realised she was pointing to the guy behind me.
Really? Yeah, she called the guy behind you a Studley Doodle?
Yeah.
Was he Studley?
Not at all.
Assume he had a doodle.
Yeah. I assume so too. I hope so for his case.
And for hers, maybe, yeah.
The slight subtlety of the Sega poster at the back.
Yeah, that's some real fine product placement. Nice and subtle. It's almost as subtle as the interwoven images of the computer game.
Yeah, it is. I think in some countries that would be called rape.
She's smiling though.
So if I make a girl smile while I take her out the back and do ungodly things to her, it's all good?
Ungodly things? Well, I mean, consensually, if you're making her smile, I'm assuming consent with the smile. I don't know. Right. I don't think if you sort of put grapple hooks in her side of her mouth.
Yeah, but like, but I've got a cloud face on and it's all.
A raping clown. That doesn't sound particularly. That I don't think that would be very funny.
She wouldn't be happy that it's happening, but she couldn't help but laugh at the clown face.
I think she might be able to help but laugh at that. But maybe that's just me, you know. I think that, you know, your comedic talents with the clown face might not actually get the girl you were raping to laugh.
No. But I had the whole clown outfit and all.
Oh, the whole thing. Yeah. Oh well, then that's a different story.
Maybe like a one of those, you know, they got the nose honkers, like you honk the nose, put it on my balls or something.
The flower.
Yeah. What would I jizz, like if like a little confetti comes out and stuff?
Yeah. A seltzer bottle full of Rohypnol, all that sort of stuff, yeah.
A spray bottle of Rohypnol.
Yeah. You're a sick man, Josh. Why are we talking about you raping girls in a clown suit again? Oh, because that guy. Yeah, okay.
Because we got distracted by sandwiches.
Yeah, we did.
I can't wait for them to come back and then re-listen to this podcast and just see what the fuck happened.
What were they doing while we were on our sandwich break? We're never having a sandwich break again.
Okay.
Wow. Overacting on a beanbag. That's
the hilarity
incredible.
Never stops here.
It doesn't. I know I mentioned this before, but I particularly enjoy the sound effects, the boings and and the, you know, the wazoo noises that are going when she falls off.
Yes, let's hide behind a beanbag while zombies come to attack you.
That was a funny banana moment.
Also, the fact that they're on an island, they're getting all this, like, chips and drink and stuff. Doesn't strike anyone as unusual.
I think it's a plot hole, but I think it's probably one of the smaller ones that you've chosen to focus on there. There's several other plot holes here that you could have a look at. I think that zombie just giggled.
Yeah, there was this little subtext of the pervert as he was looking through the shades of grass and trees and shrubs.
So they decide to go into the tent next to the cemetery, or the cabin next to the cemetery with the tiki torches out the front.
Oh,
and a guy with an axe, of course.
Wow, nerd ambush. Now I'm guessing there's another podcast commentary going on in the kitchen about how to make sandwiches. If you'd like to see this one, check out next week on the website. We'll make it how to make a Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah, there's not a lot of ways you can go with that recipe, is there?
No, there isn't.
Spread thick or thin, pretty much.
Yeah.
Maybe butter, add butter. No butter. Yeah, butter. Type of bread.
Yeah.
Oh, another boob shot there. Yeah.
And our special guest for next week's sandwich making would be Shane Hunter with always, let's say delightful. I wouldn't say delightful for...
No, not delightful.
Unusual? Strange?
Bizarre?
Mythological?
Pathological?
Pathological. We'll go pathological.
Pathological, yeah.
Siege Kaiser. As he explains to us and to all our friends out there listening, how he makes his Vegemite sandwiches.
In all seriousness, you know, one of the things this movie makes me think is I actually probably could start an acting career. I mean, if the people getting paid to be these extras in this film... There was a guy gnawing on an arm there for a second. He looks like he was... he basically looked like he was gnawing on a chicken wing. Mm.
Speaking of chicken wings, KFC, they're bringing out a new range of chicken wings.
Are you hungry, Josh?
I'm getting pretty hungry. But
you want a sandwich too?
No. What I prepared, but a little something of my own.
Oh yeah, you've got.
We got some $2 chicken nuggets from Hungry Jack's. So they've been great. Proudly sponsored us with nothing.
I don't think you should be mentioning companies that haven't sponsored us. Haven't sponsored us. I don't know how Hungry Jack's will feel about it.
They are quite delicious, and thank you for your check that you should be sending us. Or not.
Wow. That's an interesting kind of gothic motif inside the cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
Oh, we just had another little flash of video game there. Yeah, we got dog paddling zombies going out to the boat. The dude from Dust Boot is looking suspicious.
Do you think they learned how to swim before or after there were zombies?
Well, I'm just kind of confused about their need to swim. I mean, they're dead, right?
Yeah.
So, they don't need air.
They don't need air. Yeah.
I don't know. Did we miss a plot point? Is there any reason why they're walking around in the middle of the night? I don't. No idea.
Another scene change with the game.
Yeah, we had another transition. Another transition with zombies.
So I think they've defeated the sandwich making.
What have we missed? What have we missed?
I think they're back and they've defeated the sandwich artist making of
Oh, isn't that that actor?
Yeah, it's an actor. You got that.
No. He's in that movie. Something. Did she get naked yet? The Asian one?
It's that guy. No. Well, I think we saw her boobs earlier, didn't we?
Did we? No, we saw the other Asian
one. Oh, the other one. Right. So anyway, you asked what has happened since you were gone. The movie actually got really excellent. It was great. For 5 minutes, it was fucking Scorsese-esque brilliance.
I don't believe you.
It started to go down again now that you got back.
I'm familiar with Ubal's other work. I don't believe you. Anyone else die?
Yeah, I think we had the blonde chick who was on bouncing on a beanbag. She died.
The one that was on the boat with them?
Yeah.
She died.
Yeah. She got surrounded in the tent by zombies. She was waiting for sex.
I was trying to fake an orgasm.
Actually, this dude was going to come back and screw her, I think, but he got trapped in the toilet. Which is why he's got brown smudges on him. That's shit. I'm surprised we're not hearing fart noises.
Is that her?
That's her.
She killed him.
So here's inserted scenes. I'm not sure that you'll actually be able to follow along with the actual movie if you were to...
Well, this will probably be still better. What? Penny shot.
That was, that, like, that one shot, like, blew her back pretty
far. How did she move from that position to that position? Like, she didn't even walk over.
Bad director?
Yeah.
Have either of you guys fucked a black chick?
I would.
No, have you?
Oh, have I? Yes. Islander. Is that...
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Was she bigger than you?
No. She was one of the hot ones.
Apparently,
the 1%.
Apparently, like Occupy Wall Street.
I occupied her Wall Street, if you get what I mean.
Stock prices going down. What about an Asian chick?
Yeah.
Man, I've only ever banged Whitey McWhite.
Racist.
I know. I'll never be part of the Hitler's in next. Oh, I fucked a Jew. Best the most person I've ever, you know.
The most person you've ever, you know.
I had the most intimacy with
a Jew.
Was a Jew.
Okay. This is the most convincing looking zombie in the movie, I think.
Was that meant to be a swamp monster?
Oh, I'm not cutting this. I think this, if there's something good, we'll upload this straight away.
What's going on?
What were you guys talking about?
What happened?
I'm just thinking about the clown thing.
The clown thing.
What clown thing?
There was a clown. In the 5 minutes you were gone, there was a clown. It was scary.
Yeah, he put out his tag.
Josh had flashbacks. That's all.
No. Just tell me. I want to know. Just tell me.
Just repeat it for the audience.
No. The audience heard it.
I know. Fuck them.
The audience that is present, that is Shane and I, we want to know. What is this?
They haven't heard my reaction. I'm sure they're very, very interested in that.
So basically, the white girl that we talked, the white girl with the white hair, the blonde, she was being, I guess, straddled by the guy. Josh said, I think that would be kind of a rape. And somehow we just went off on some fucking tangent. I say we. Really, it was Josh. Went off on this tangent where apparently he thinks it would be okay. You get away with raping a girl if you were dressed as a clown and you made her laugh. That was basically, if she was laughing, that wouldn't be right.
You're a genius.
Because you made the statement that, like, if she's smiling, it's okay.
No, I said I don't think he's raping. She's smiling.
That's the comments by Josh Cohen does not represent the film. The Seizure Cards, the Film Chat podcast. Fucking.
Well, I'm against rape, but I am pro clown.
What about raving clowns? Because that's what really Josh was
going
for.
Well, they cancel each other out.
I think we got to our low point with a seltzer bottle full of Rohypnol.
Yeah,
was that
the spritzer bottle of
Rohypnol? Yeah, that's right.
Oh man,
you guys disgust me, Ryan. You're never allowed to come over again.
What the? What is this? Is such a
What's the photos about? For a ranger, she's packing some serious heat.
Yeah,
it's pretty accurate as well.
There's no way you could fall over with that much force for a spike to go through your hand. There's bone in the way.
Oh, you could do it, man. I reckon you could do it.
Not from that.
I reckon you could.
Well, I don't think so.
Like, who is the... Like, there must be someone out there who really enjoyed this.
No. I don't see how that could be.
No, I think people enjoy it in the way that it's bad, but not enjoy it as it was in a good...
Do you think that's a part of this sort of hipster thing where it's kind of like, everything's ironic? Okay. Oh my God, it's like shit.
No, this is what I don't get with hipsters. They call things ironic, but irony is a comedic... matter of consequence. You cannot plan irony. Irony just fucking happens.
Oh my God, that's so ironic.
Exactly. Ah, no, you got me, prick.
Everything's just like ironic.
What's going on now?
I don't know. The mana meter went off the chart, so somebody.
These zombies are jumping in the water because it's ironic.
It's so ironic.
I'm not sure about your comment that you can't construct irony.
You can't construct irony.
No, you can construct irony.
The universe is constructing it.
You can write an ironic joke.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm not writing one now.
Let's write an ironic joke now.
That's giving an example of irony. It's not actually ironic.
Here's an ironic joke. I think you could come up with a really good ironic joke right now.
That's not ironic. Which is ironic.
That's ironic. So, irony is just doing something without meaning it. It's the same as sarcasm.
Well, one definition of irony is where the actual meaning is opposite to literal meaning.
Yeah.
As quoted from Reality Bites.
Yeah.
Fuck Reality Bites, that piece of shit hipster crap.
What's Reality Bite?
This is terrible,
Oi, Stasia, do you want to accuse things that aren't hipster being like... Like what's
no? Reality Bites is a hipster movie. No, it's so hipster.
But do you want to just want to make that jump into like things that aren't?
Okay, let's do that. Apples,
fucking hipsters.
Jeez, fucking apples, and they're being red.
Apples with their big fucking rimmed glasses. Fucking where's Wally, cunts? There he is. There's Wally.
I don't know if Wally is a hipster. I think he's just poor.
I think he's a doofus.
He's got a magic wand.
Khan always gets lost, man.
Yeah, I know. Where is it our responsibility to find this?
He gets lost ironically.
Is there a rescue party for fucking Wally?
It's the stupidest way to find somebody. Anyway. It's like, I don't know, we'll go aerial and just, you know, we'll then call the motherfucker.
They got the goddamn helicopter search and rescue.
Oh, exploding head.
I'm so glad I'm not a woman. Like, just in terms of, like, no one gives a fuck what I look like.
Did he get bit? Yeah, he got bit.
Fucking
zombie just vomit on him?
Guess that answers the question whether he spits or swallows.
Ha ha ha, shut up, Josh.
Hi-yo!
Wait, how...
Acid puke? Acid puke, I guess.
That's puke. That's acid and puke.
There is, yeah, but not hydrochloric acid, yeah. Started like level, not like, you know.
Because if it was hydrochloric acid, it would burn through a zombie skin.
Really? That's the unbelievable part of this movie?
No, the unbelievable part of this movie is the movie.
That's what I always get with, like, atheists. Like yeah. I feel like Richard Dawkins, whenever he like, does any of his evolutionary biology fucking spiels, I feel like it's exactly like what you did to that movie. Like, well, that's unbelievable. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, is that's what you're going to pick out? That's the thing you're going to pick out there?
Well, as an atheist, fuck off.
What are you talking about with the Richard Dawkins, did you call him? And what's going on there?
What's going on there? Let's have a look. What's going down there?
I just want more nudity to happen. This is not...
I want to go back to the clown.
I just want to fucking... I should just be going out to... I don't know. I need to go out more.
Ah, so they're actually explaining the acid now. Good one, Ubal. Very funny. This is probably the funniest version of this movie, which is the same as a normal one.
No, I'm going to say, I reckon, I haven't seen the other one, but I think the fact that he's trying to make it funny is really detracting from its comedic elements. If you'd have watched the original, I think you probably would have been laughing more.
Mm.
Because at least there's some incongruity to highlight incongruity.
You know what the sad thing is? We're about halfway through this movie, so there's still another half to go.
Oh, really?
Yep. We took our break too early.
Well, I mean, I might get some more toast later.
Yeah. Sandwich break number two. Return of the clown.
Yeah, you guys can bring
I think we brought the clown up twice now. Yeah, this is the third time. That's irony.
Maybe what's ironic is like the quality of our commentary on this.
That dude looks like Marlon Brando.
Maybe it is. Maybe he's back from the grave.
What is this scene? Is it? What is this about?
I think that remember, there was this one zombie.
It's bringing it all together. Yeah. It's bringing it all together.
Oh, this is the scientific explanation.
Yeah.
The prequel behind the prequel.
Right.
The prequel behind the prequel.
Well, this is like explaining intelligent design.
Yeah.
That's their scientific theory.
Yeah.
I know there is a sequel to this movie that has nothing to do with this movie, but it's actually based on the video game properly, and it's actually not bad.
It's not bad.
Can you please pass me my bag real quick?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I heard it's pretty good.
Thanks, man.
But this...
I'd say that a sequel to most movies is like some form of sellout, which sort of compromises artistic vision. But you know, we are watching this, so.
Well, we're gonna give it. Well, there are some sequels that are better than originals.
Yeah, it happens for sure.
X-Men, Dark Knight, Weekend at Bernie's 2. She kind of looks like a cheap Mila Jovovich. Look at her. Wait. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can sort of see it.
She's got those eyes. And the red hairiness.
It's not... Uh-oh, there's a zombie running in the background.
How did these guys get separated from the others?
Yeah, what the f... Did they decide to split up? What's
was
going it, on?
Was that the bridge? I think that might have been the bridge. Oh, wow.
Funny, like Benny Hill. Well, at least he's fast-forwarding the movie for us.
Yeah, I think I would complain that this seems not very funny, but as far as I'm concerned, if he speeds up the rest of it, that would be just fine with me. In a way, making fun of this film is kind of like just punching a retarded kid.
Yeah, but it's still fun. speaking, not from experience.
Not from experience.
Just watching other people doing it, like Josh Cohen.
Yeah, when he was dressed...
Fuck you, man!
He's got a grenade.
Oh, game over. Oh, that's the dude that was on the boat.
Yeah, that's him.
Just add that to the tag, retarded... people. So when people search for this podcast, and they type in retarded people, they'll find this podcast.
Yeah, but what if they do? Yeah, but what if they don't? Yeah, but what if they...
And look at him, he's like... Oh god, I'm surrounded by a shit cast. I wonder if he banged that Asian chick. He probably did. Being the only real star there.
I got a feeling he didn't spend any more time on set than he needed to. Just noticed the manometer when it goes up has like the sound of orgasmic women getting more excited the higher it goes.
What if you're a lesbian?
Well, clearly they don't participate in the manometer.
Then you're a pure being, free from sin.
I wonder how much money this movie lost altogether.
Well, I don't know. Did they lose anything?
Well, it had nothing to gain.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be good, like having nothing to gain? Instead of having nothing to lose, you've got nothing to gain.
It does have the ring of like a dare, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
I dare you to make it. I dare you. It's like
two billionaires. I will.
Two billionaires at the golf course just going, I dare you to make a shitty movie.
How about we just piss away our money in front of the poor cunts?
That's right.
You know what? I heard some guy said you wouldn't do it.
You're going to have to go in if you want to talk. Is he smoking a joint? It should be.
Oh, you damn well better be.
So,
it's always funny when you see chicks holding guns. For some reason, I don't know. Because I'm just misogynistic.
I think some chicks can do it really well.
And I'm going to die alone.
So we've got like a 5-minute montage
of gun training.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's
admittedly, it is the best part of the film so far.
You know, the action's about to get fucking heavy.
Epic, bruh.
Oh, it's too real.
It's too real. I gotta feel sorry for the chick in the American flag.
The Asian chick?
Yeah. Because she must be cold. See, I'm sensitive.
To the ladies. Well, how come all the zombies look different?
Because they probably are. They just probably slap on some fucking
Do they normally paper all mache.
Yeah. Like, no, I mean, like, zombies usually have one type of look. Like, in the movies, if you notice. These ones, they all look like different colors, different type of makeup.
You mean you're surprised at the low production values?
No, this is a high. It's a high production value. Like, you can see money went into this, but not on the script, not on the directing. See, that shot there, that cost money.
Well, then we need a new term because I wouldn't consider this high production value.
Look at this. Look at this.
If it's not,
that's pretty cool. Oh yeah, apparently this is one of the last movies that used the 360 shot.
Why they dish it?
Because a lot of actors got hurt doing these kind of shots.
Why does that hurt them?
Because it's a high speed camera and it's got to spin around them and there's a track and you know.
Oh, so if it can fuck up, it can hurt them.
Yeah,
I thought it was. I didn't so they spin a camera around a track. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because I thought the way the 360 camera.
Oh no, there's the cheap way of doing it and the expensive way.
So that's the expensive way.
No, that's the cheap way.
Right.
Yeah. The expensive way is a whole bunch of cameras.
Right.
Yeah. Like Matrix style. That was pretty much invented by the Wachowski brothers.
That was a pretty good shot.
Yeah, this is So how come they just keep doing that like motif?
See how that zombie looks different to the other zombies?
Yeah, they're just cheap extras, man. These are like dudes who like would just work at like Starbucks.
And they go, I've been in a movie.
Or like a guy who works in like a service station in LA who goes for extras.
If you were in a movie like this, would you put this on your resume?
No. Yes, I fucking would. Of course I would.
It depends what job you're going for.
As a comic, I would want to be introduced. Like, the movie no one's ever heard, and if you did somehow want to Google it, it would be the worst, vicious piece of turd.
See what I mean by the different zombies?
Yeah, but like have they claimed...
Like, all the budget went into that shot just there.
You're right. So what, like, alright, so why are you bringing up the zombie thing? Because, like, from the start of the movie, did they all look the same? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying, like, there's a certain style with the makeup and all that. You're saying
that those people, like, because it's raining, their makeup's probably, like, falling off or whatever?
Not even that. Like, you look, some of them, they're, like, pretty clean, like that.
Yeah.
Just, like, a cut in them. And then there's ones with, like, half their face falling off.
That chick. Yeah. Maybe some of these people are just people, like...
Yeah.
And that's just a plot point that no one understands.
And what's with the goddamn game footage?
The goddamn Judaism.
I have a feeling the zombies look different because he probably just put an ad in the paper. Like, do you want to be in a movie? Show up looking like a zombie. That's basically it.
Sounds like my old short films I used to make. Whole bunch of goths will rock up and they're like, okay, so you're here for the zombie film? I'm like, what zombie film? Oh, no way you can penetrate three zombies. I gotta say, though, this is probably the most exciting part of the movie.
Yeah, I think you're seeing the director's vision here.
Yeah.
He stopped making funny comments during the sequence.
Yeah. Oh, it'll come back. I remember I saw the trailer for this when I was in year 12. I was like, holy crap, this looks amazingly cool. And I really wanted to see it. And then I saw the reviews. And I was like, nah, not going to bother. And I remember it played in cinemas in Australia for 3 days. And then they took it off because no one saw it.
It went to cinema? Oh, yeah. I'm struggling to believe that.
It did. I remember it. 3 days it lasted. He's dead. See what I mean?
There's a guy in a medieval costume just there. A zombie in medieval... Oh, maybe they're all just rising from the graves on the island. There was some period piece backstory before.
With a joke about a cappuccino.
Yeah, with a joke about a cappuccino.
No, it's just racist.
Yeah, she knows karate because she's Asian.
Everyone knows the fucking movie Jumanji, right?
Oh, yeah.
There you go, there's the
Asian. What would it say?
Asian martial arts.
I'm texting a chick, like, she would know the movie Jumanji.
Oh, everyone's gonna know Jumanji. If you don't know Jumanji,
I was gonna, she said something like, blah, 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 I'll sign you up.
Yeah.
To Greenpeace, because she does.
Oh, is it that? Tanya, yeah.
And so I was going to say, one day you'll sign me up and it'll be like the movie Jumanji.
Wait, in 40 years?
Yeah, in 40 be trapped. Years. Like, you've actually been playing a game.
I think Greenpeace is a joke. Even the guy that founded Greenpeace has left it.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, she doesn't know that. She's too fucking innocent.
Yeah, she's young. She thinks there's...
She thinks there's a reason to be alive.
Yeah.
But one day I'll break her horrible... Like, I'll let her see the true world vision for the horrendous nightmare that it is.
Oh, great. The Asian one dies?
But she dies like a true Asian chick.
Alright, the funny commentary is back. What the fuck is going on?
He's having a flashback about the battle. Who's in the middle of the battle.
Jumanji.
Jumanji.
J-I. Did I say G?
So there's two J's.
Yep.
Jumanji.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like. Moving closer. If you guys want to talk. Because I can't hear any of you now. Oh, what? She just shot him. That's fucked up. Watch, I need to get back on this. You gotta let me know if you can hear.
No, you know what's better? You know what's clearer? Is I say, haha, there'll be no fun if you sign me up, because they'll be like if the wild code, he finally caught the Roadrunner. Like, that's sharper, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's a joke.
What, now the zombies can fight? So they're no longer zombies, they're the dead that fight.
The fighting dead. Yeah, they're hacking away at the legs there.
Yeah. Why did he bother bringing her in if she died?
No, she's still alive. She's just legless.
Oh, no, you're right. Stab her, kill her.
He's pretty narcissistic. Bitch just lost her legs and all he wants is for her to look at him.
What the hell? Did you see that?
No.
It didn't even look like a zombie. It looked like a tourist.
How do you spell the Wiley Coyote? Like
W-I-L-E-Y.
Wiley, just like little Y.
W-I-L dot E-Y.
Oh, yeah. Wild dot E-Y.
W-I-L
dot
E.
What the...
When did the podcast turn into a pop culture spelling bee?
I don't know what's going on anymore. This movie's just ruined everything. Did you see she had legs? They just put green leggings over her. So they didn't even edit that part out.
Was that your high production values there?
Yep.
Yep. That gun might have been useful about, you know, 20 seconds ago.
Oh, of course. She really does look like Mila Jovovich, though.
Now they're back inside the cabin. They were in that cabin before.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, also, here's another fun fact about this movie. This is supposed to take place before the video game. So this is a prequel to a video game.
Yeah, because people were really really dying to know what was going on in that universe.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah.
That's an interesting medical procedure there. Why would you tourniquet a gash?
What's tomorrow? Is there anything special on tomorrow?
Tuesday, no.
How dare you? Nah, you're coming on the edge, is alright.
Hilarious!
It's pretty interesting that he's in a survival situation, he's worried about the social consequences of his injury.
I'm surprised I haven't made a joke about her cleavage yet. Like, it looks like she's the only actress in this that hasn't had a little speech bubble pop up against her. Well, okay, maybe there was like one or two, but not about her appearance or her acting.
Or her boobs.
Yeah, which is unusual.
Well, most of the pop-ups about the women in this movie have been about the boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Real, fake.
Yeah. Well, there's this one, but that was mostly him. Okay, if you're wondering where we are 1 hour and 7 minutes in.
There's 30 minutes to go.
No, 29.
Okay, that feels so much better.
Your face is really, really bad.
It's interesting. Yeah, it really is. It's quite a plot point. You know, it's heartfelt confessions of a narcissistic wanker.
So basically, people from Rose Bay.
Yeah, I think he'd fit right in there. Mm-hmm. Except for the horrible scarring on his face, although, you know. I'm sure they've got procedures for that.
Oh, of course. Get it on. Someone yell something?
Yeah, I think this is more funny interjections from the director.
Yeah.
Uwe, the funny guy.
See the leggings?
the green screen leggings. Man, all this sort of heartfelt drama in the middle of a zombie battle, just sort of... They're gonna get it on now. She's gonna make him feel better.
No, she's a badass. She's not allowed to. Oh, wait. Ryan might be right here.
There it is! Yay. Yes, indeed. As the speech bubble says, killing the undead leads to everyone getting it on.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Man, I haven't been this frustrated since 5 minutes ago during this movie.
What is the name of that actor?
I don't know, I've just been calling him the Dust Boot Guy.
I could just IMDb it, but the computer's like all the way over there.
Yeah, I'll try and check it on the phone.
Sweet, I don't have to get up for like 5 steps. Josh, you've been a bit quiet here. Do you got anything to say about this movie?
What's there to say about this movie?
Clown rape? I don't know.
Yeah, it was such a gold last time.
I reckon Clown Rate would do a lot better than this movie. It'd be like all the sound effects and everything.
Once again, the opinions of the CGI does not reflect anything that Josh Collins says.
Yeah, not the podcast, but I got to agree. I think, you know, if it comes to watching this film versus being raped by a clown, I'm going to fucking take the clown, I think. I feel really violated at the moment.
They could use the same sound effect that they've been using for this movie.
Boing, boing. With the that's right. With the clown nose in his junk. That's what Josh reckons. You put the clown nose on your junk.
Have you seen Shakes the Clown?
Shakes the Clown.
Yeah, Bobcat Goldthwait movie.
Goldthwait.
Goldthwait. I keep pronouncing his name.
Goldthwait. I have not. I have not seen this.
It's amazing. It's really good. Have you seen it, Shane?
Sorry.
Shakes the Clown.
No, never.
Really good.
Never seen it, mate. Never even heard of it, mate.
Would you like to know?
Around these parts, we only watch one movie. Right? We watch the fucking footy, all right? I don't know what this fucking shit you're talking about, all right? I'm from fucking Queensland, right? All right? Don't have fucking... I don't know what they do down here in Sydney, mate, all right? I don't know what games they're playing at, mate, but, you know, fucking, you know, footy's on. So, hope the Broncos win.
Surprised you even know a team. That's...
Yeah, I'm such an anti-sports person.
Well,
is this an acceptable fucking text? If you were a woman, would this get you hot?
The podcast people can hear this. All right, you ready?
Okay, so explain, give context to this text message.
For fuck's sake. All right, the context is, this is a chick, I like her, I've been hanging out with her a bit. She, you know, she seems like she's kind of into me. You know, she's talking to me, right? So, anyway.
Just don't go in the friend zone.
No, I'm too mean for that shit. No one would be friends with me. So I text her before. I'm like, tomorrow's the only night I got free this week. What are you doing? And she take back, oh, I'm in Wollongong this week. You know, come down and I'll sign you up. Whatever, like exclamation mark. Right, and so I'm saying...
You're signing up a euphemism for something?
Or?
She works for Greenpeace. So my response is, ha, because she's, you know, known me for a while, ha-ha, I can't let you sign me up, the fun would end. That would be like if Wile E. Coyote finally caught the Roadrunner, right? And then dot, and then I'll give you a buzz before the weekend to tell you what mad cunt fun we'll have on my last weekend in town for a few weeks. Enjoy the gong, Tanya. Fun.
Brilliant.
Enjoy the gong, Tanya.
Yeah.
So that's good?
Yeah. And she replied?
No, I'm just going to send that.
Send it, yeah. Go send it. With it, there's more anticipation of what the response is than the actual movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's
maybe we should do a podcast called Shane and Seizure's Dating Tips for Cunts.
Tip number one. Fuck her, mate. Just fuck her.
Mate, put your dick in a fuck hole and fucking get in there, mate.
Mate, she wants it. Look at her. All right? She fucking wants it.
Mate,
dripping.
If she's seeming hostile and angry at you and she tries to avoid contact with you at all cost, you're fucking in there, mate. Get in there. You're in.
Yeah.
You've done the groundwork, mate. Get in there.
And if all else fails, just dress up like a clown.
Hey, callback. Callback.
Huh? Shut up, Josh.
Huh? Boom. Perfect.
Yeah, you got to get jacked on those love
slam,
tips, man.
Slam dunk.
Richard Mercer.
Do any of you guys ever get paranoid you're texting the wrong person?
When I'm high, all the time.
And like you triple check it and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, no, not triple check it. I stand there for an hour and all that it says is like, I love you too, baby. And it's to my girlfriend. But I'm like, it's better be going to Kelly. It's better be going to her.
Just some, like Daniel Towns gets a text. Like, it's like, what the fuck?
That actually explains a couple of messages I got from you last week.
Hey,
shit.
Yeah, there's like a clown just looking confused at his phone somewhere. Does he want me to come over?
That's consent.
That's consent, yeah. It's not rape if I'm a clown and they're texting me.
The weird ugly dude's zombie or dying or something.
Why is it always holding the hook.
I think we should almost edit that podcast down to like
to
like maybe clown the clown rape and then the dating thing.
But see, that's what the thing is. People need something to listen to while watching this movie. And that's why we can't edit it down, because they need to be entertained somehow.
Well,
we can't leave them alone with this.
I hope that their curiosity is so powerful that they'll plow through this podcast till the very end.
I reckon there's a good chance that about 45 minutes from the end, they'll just switch off and watch Jumanji instead.
They're like, that's a good point.
Yeah. Oh, The Roadrunner. I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
Next time we should do a good movie.
Yeah, no, we should, man. Hey.
Oh, next week.
Have you guys been doing good movies?
We've done two, but that's it.
Because you get heaps, you know, obviously people Google fucking good movies more. You know what I mean?
Actually, you'd be surprised. There's a whole subculture of people that watch bad movies.
Yeah, it's part
like
of that.
Like me.
It's part of that hipster and...
No, this is before the days of hipsters. Like, there was an... It was fun to watch bad movies.
Yeah, okay.
Like there's one of my favorite movies is Hell Comes to Frogtown. It's amazing.
Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Yeah.
Or Frogtown.
Frog.
Frogtown.
Ribbit, ribbit, frog.
Yeah.
It is one of the coolest post-apocalyptic, trashiest movies I've ever seen.
Are they radioactive frogs?
They're radioactive frogs that are. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. A bit louder. Yeah, Hell Comes to Frogtown is an amazing movie. It's starring Rowdy Rowdy Piper, the wrestler.
Now, these guys are going for round two now, I think. They're going to get stuck into it again. He's feeling better about the scar on his face. Chicks digging scars and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, digs chick chugs.
Digs chick what?
I don't know. Oh, that's the start of the virus. Oh.
It's a giant sperm.
It's social commentary on consumerism.
Actually, I kind of enjoyed that boob jiggle as she went back.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, how good are boob jiggles?
Did she just pop out? Did that pop out of it?
Yeah.
No, it was on the floor.
Oh.
Oh.
I was like, is that like Pokemon zombies? They just, yeah, boob jiggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's by design. By nature, of course. That's a good point. There was no barricade. I love that acting just then. Like,
yeah.
He was like totally not putting his weight up against it. Like,
wow.
What, he was putting up a strong fight then? What?
What?
Non sequitur.
Yeah, that was another one of Uwe's little insertions to make.
His slow motion.
His illusions.
Suspense.
Would that even cause combustion?
No.
I
know the bullet would be hot as shit, but like, would that necessarily
no,
cause...
like they did it on Mythbusters and not. Boob jiggle.
Boob wiggle.
Boob jiggle. No, apparently, yeah, I saw the same Mythbusters thing. Apparently you'd need a tracer bullet to even come close, and hardly likely to.
Or us saying boob jiggle is like even less intelligent than like a lot of these fucking pop-ups.
But it's so... It's just commentary now. It's not even like, oh my god, it's boobs. It's just like boob jiggle. Anyway, so the economy is kind of boob jiggle.
Yeah. Barack Obama and Romney are the same candidate.
Boob jiggle.
Boob jiggle.
What?
They're on an island, but they've got their own firefighting force that have been nowhere.
I think this is the other crew.
Oh, this is just another, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they're wearing hard hats. Where the fuck did they get them from?
Yeah.
Another funny little little scene, deleted scene.
Their friend just died, ha.
Because that's how I react when people die in my life.
It's one of those trains you see in the shopping malls.
Is that the director? Yeah. Yep, that's the director.
You guys want to be in a shitty C-grade movie?
You want to smoke a joint as the show's rolling up?
Yeah, it's almost done. Hopefully. Let's just chat, press a little bit.
Just to see us out to the credits.
Oh, 16 minutes left.
Boom.
Yep, perfect shots. For a person who's never shot a gun in their life.
Just like the video game when I was a little bit. So what kind of plot was the video game like?
The video game was weird. It was sci-fi meets horror. Apparently this doctor was experimenting with all these bodies and he made them in, the zombies were kind of like robots. They weren't actually real humans, right. It was weird.
Here's a really intelligent question. Do you think zombies could be real?
Yeah.
You're right, that was intelligent. I don't think so.
No, there is this parasite. I've read this article on cracked.com. There's this parasite that can make your brain dead.
Yeah.
And you have no brain activity, but you still can, you can still walk, but you can't do anything else.
Okay, I think, you know, the whole thing about the zombie, though, is the whole eating brains.
Oh, no, not that, no. But there's so many different...
Who's got that parasite? Like,
No, it's this parasite found in, Haiti?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some, like,
and they found, like, people they've buried. People they've buried have, like, been found out.
Yeah, right. And so you can't recover from this parasite?
No, you're dead. I mean,
you're already dead.
Yeah.
So you're saying they buried a dude who was dead.
And so what does the parasite do to the brain? Like, is it a little microbe or is it a fucking...
It activates the nerve somehow. It's weird. Like, there's five types of zombies.
Because we could get the Pentagon involved in that shit, genetically modified.
They probably
Boom.
Did.
Zombie apocalypse. We can make it happen.
That shit was the Pentagon, man. They did it.
Man, they did AIDS too, bro. They probably could have. Want to put it past them. They've done more overt evil shit than that. What's with this, like, medieval...
Well, this is... Oh,
is this the plot? This is the plot.
I think this dude with the scar face, he's the guy with the cappuccino in the flashback.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep fucking trying to make sense of this movie, though.
Because you're a pattern recognition machine called human being. That craves pattern and order in a chaotic universe.
You mean I'm constructing it even though it's not there?
Yep.
Oh, shh. Plot point. Another fart joke.
Who's that well spoken with the thing around the neck?
That's the dude that had his face cut up.
No, but like, no. What,
you mean the actor?
No, I was just saying that, like, I was just doing the Richard Dawkins things
again. Oh, sorry.
About, like, oh, that's unbelievable.
Arm and a leg joke. Shut up, Josh.
No, that was a good call.
Oh, I hate puns.
Boob jiggle.
That wasn't,
jiggle,
that wasn't, that wasn't a jiggle. Pun. It wasn't changing a word.
Something. Ew. Did she just kill him that easy?
Boom jiggle, big time. Yeah. That was a huge one.
Oh, that was blue. Oh, yeah, in slow-mo. Perfect. Oh, wait, there's an explosion.
Does she get naked?
No, no, so she's a star. The star's never... Oh, yeah.
Giving the punters what they want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's got to be a comment. And I think there's an explosion in the background. I'm not quite sure. But there's a boob jiggle.
Yeah, there's something else going on.
Yeah.
I feel like the guy from CSI should be screaming,
yeah!
While they're running.
I don't know what that reference is.
Neither do I, Josh.
You're talking about the opening credit music? The music. It starts off. You know, CSI, you know, it starts off.
Oh, yeah. Josh, shut up. This should be called the Shut Up, Josh podcast. Keep saying it quite enough.
How good is sucking on breasts?
How good is what?
Sucking on breasts.
No, yeah.
So more 360. Isn't he dead?
He's pretty good. She cannot sword fight for crap.
No. Human beings are like the most uncoordinated motherfuckers in nature, hey? Like, because, like, there's no gazelle that isn't coordinated. Do you know what I mean? Like, nature would just... They'll die.
There are. They just do die.
That's what I'm saying. It's like... If they can't run around in the first 5 seconds... Stabbed in the boobs.
Yeah, he didn't live forever.
It's all over.
Headless zombie. Well, what's the point? Jeez.
Oh, that was funny. The green screen head.
She ain't dead.
Because she's got the virus. So what, he was like telekinetically controlling his body? So it's the point, the moral of the movie? The moral parable?
Well, she got up for that and she died instantly.
How is her shirt number?
Yep.
Is there anything that's keeping me focusing?
Come on, that was a good text. Like, she better be fucking happy with that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
she hasn't responded yet. How long has it been? 20 minutes now?
OCD. It's all over. I hate myself. I'm going to die alone.
Have you dropped the C-bomb on her before?
Yeah.
Right.
What, a mad cunt? No, she's not like a chick that would be like... Can't say the word cunt.
It was just a question.
No, it's a good question, but I'm getting defensive now.
Yeah, I know, you're getting very defensive.
I'm getting defensive over that. Like, I'm like, what do you mean?
It's like, why didn't you say that before I said it?
Yeah, it's like, what, why are you bringing up this, like, post fucking...
I thought the girl would survive, not him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys don't think there's anything wrong with my text?
Look, mate, just fuck up, right? Rule number 1 and 17, just fuck up.
All right, I'll make that.
And the clown costume.
I reckon. Yeah. I reckon you should really. You should just play this podcast. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
Just go. You know what? I've been thinking. This is how much I think about you.
When you get to this bit,
don't
just
you
go,
want to be with someone who's this neurotic?
When you get to this part, you just go, "That's you we're talking about."
Like, just like, why did you make me listen to this horrible thing? Like, I don't even show the movie. Like, it's just the podcast.
Yeah, just the podcast. Why are there people in the background going boom jiggle, jiggle boom jiggle, yeah, boom jiggle, and then Jumanji, and then
Mad Cunt.
And do you think that ticket's okay?
Come on, Mad Cunt fun sounds fun. Like a chick, she's got to read that. He knows how to party. He's an easy
that's
go
the
lucky.
First thing girls think. They're like, oh, he's the C-bomb. Oh, he's such a party animal.
Oh, what a fun character.
Maybe if you're living in Blacktown or somewhere
he's
out there.
Wild,
but,
yeah.
Oh, come on. She showed me doing a comedy thing where I'm like jacking off fucking
dead
people.
Yeah, but that's apparently an act.
That's right. That's your persona.
Yeah.
My persona. God, I said have a good week.
Shh. Yes,
we do.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. It's very nice.
I didn't rent it. I bought this.
Oh, talk about shitting on your face, huh?
Yeah.
And a final little comment from the director.
It's like fuck you, cunt. Yeah.
As if the movie wasn't insult enough.
Well, I've got a couple more movies of his. Alone in the Dark 2, Postal, Far Cry.
Are they any good?
No. Nah. Oh. Rampage is really good though.
Like I said, that like there would be any
other
answer.
The opening
is Rampage also based on that computer game?
No,
Rampage,
it's not.
The Rampage computer game, you know, the monsters going up.
No, no, not that. That was awesome though. That would be pretty cool. What Rampage is basically this guy goes on a rampage. He gets all these weapons and just blows up his whole city, and that's what it is for an hour and a half. It's amazingly cool. But the other movie, what was it? Postal. The opening sequence of it is actually pretty freaking funny. And I thought, wow, maybe he knows how to direct comedy. But then the rest of the movie sucked. It was terrible.
Well, I can honestly say that was
painful.
An hour and a half of pain that I don't particularly...
Well, Ryan, welcome to
Well, we got 3 minutes to wrap this up. So, final words. Anyone?
Boob jiggle.
Boob jiggle. Yeah. Well, I just think that the human race is like this is the canary in the mine for our species. Do you know what I mean? Like it's all over.
The canary died an hour and a half ago. Yeah.
This is a very inconvenient truth. This film,
it
points out the existential void and the dilemma that we all.
It just points out our primitive brain.
Boob jiggle.
With elements of boob jiggle.
As long as a boob jiggle, people accept it.
I don't think
like
people...
The sad thing is, we will remember this movie for the boob jiggle, and that's it.
I'm thinking about going home and you know, looking that actor's name up, you know, the boob jiggle actress, and just seeing if I can see some photos, and, you know,
I'll Well, I'll check her out and the Asian chick out. Yeah. The American fool.
I thought the chick on your desktop was probably much better.
Oh, yeah, no, that one's amazingly hot.
Who's that one?
I don't know.
Just random hot chick.
This is how I check my wallpapers up. I just type in sexy wallpapers, find something that I'll go, I could probably jack off to this, and make it as my desktop picture. So when I load my computer up, I realize that the world isn't so bad. Idiot.
What was it?
Gangnam Style. George is playing Gangnam Style on his phone. He tried to include it in the podcast. His podcast is Gangnam Style free.
But now you just added Gangnam Style, so now you have to put that on the tag.
Yeah, prick.
Oh, you got to pay copyright.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're bleeping that bit out.
Yeah, we don't want Gangnam Style.
Okay, so we got 2 minutes. 2 more minutes.
I think
actually these credits are strangely compelling after the
this is it's the calm.
It's sort of like when you've been like really cold and you've just slightly less. Do you know what I mean? Like a frostbitten person is still cold, but you put a blanket around them, he appreciates it.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the credits are a blanket.
So, what do you give this movie out of 5?
Out of 5? No, this is a solid 0 for me.
I'm going to give a half for Boob Jiggle.
Yeah,
half a star for Boob Jiggle.
Yeah, but I think I go back to our original point, you know. Why wouldn't we just go and watch porn for that? Like,
because
you know, you don't need
because
to
we're idiots.
Well, maybe we should review a porn. Disgusting.
You know what? We could do an arts film that has porn in it, like 9 Songs. Have you ever seen that crap?
No, I haven't seen 9 Songs.
Oh, 9 Songs is terrible. It's basically these guys having this girl and guy having sex. Where you see it all. You see it all. Every bit of it. And then there's like a concert scene in between those sex scenes.
A concert scene?
Yeah. So they're at a gig. Yeah. With 9 different songs, 9 different bands.
Right.
And
so what, as in, like, the most of the movie is the concert or most of the movie is the sex?
It's 50-50.
Wow. I'm guessing there's a lot of fast-forwarding going on.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's been the CG Kaiser Film Chat Podcast. Thanks to our special guest, Ryan Crawford, Shane Hunter.
Hey, my producer,
Josh.
How you doing, everybody? Everyone's going real well out there. I'm doing all right.
And some Italian American that just joined the room.
Hey, it's Eddie Bellimo. How you guys going, eh?
It's Seiji Kaiser. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
It's a spicy meatball, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, you got down on 24th Street, you got a bagel, you got a cup of coffee, you know what I'm saying? You know what?